Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, what's coming?
You don't even know what's coming!
I know what's coming.
Getting closer and closer.
You're getting closer all the time.
Another minute closer to Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
It's time to start your Christmas shopping.
Did you get your shopping done?
Well, I've done all my Christmas shopping. I'm good.
All our Christmas shopping is done.
I don't make much money, and Christmas is very expensive.
Anyway, Merry Christmas!
It's show ho 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 time.
Get it, show ho 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 time.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. So, a lot of last-minute shopping is going on. I actually did some myself yesterday.
Oh. And
I understand that you had a horrendous experience yesterday.
It makes me never want to go back shopping ever again.
Well, here's what the deal is. Now everyone's getting concerned that you can't get an overnight package
mm-hmm,
delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you have to... Excuse me, hold on.
Don't do it.
Sorry, you can't get an overnight package delivered, so everybody has to go out to the store now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like today, tomorrow, Saturday? Saturday!
I want to vomit, and I forgot to get a stocking yesterday for this family we're taking care of, so now I have to go back out and get a stocking. And you best believe, come Friday night, because I got to wait till payday, I'm going food shopping late Friday night, right before they close Friday night.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. That'd be a good strategy. I like the way you're thinking. I like where your head's at.
I'm over it. Ugh.
I know. Here we got four more days to go. Let's start today with Cody Johnson.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through math.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking about how nice it is listening to that song and all the lights on in the studio.
Yeah.
We are the only studio, by the way, that decorated this year
mm-hmm.
In the studio. Sometimes a couple of the others do. I think Simon's got up some little string of lights around the windowsill.
They do.
And I Christmas rent those red Christmas tree trucks stuck to the window with suction cups.
Mm-hmm.
But we really go all out every year.
And Jams is decorated with birthday balloons because it was one of their people's birthday yesterday.
I know we've posted a couple of pictures, but we need to post another picture. We should do it before it gets daylight, too.
I know, it's so warm and cozy. You know,
put the fireplace up on the screen there with the stockings.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I might go steal some of those birthday balloons. Or, you know, happy birthday, Jesus, and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to have dual celebrations in here.
You go, Jesus. It's your birthday. For those of you who haven't heard it yet, I'll play this for you in a few minutes, you early birds, before you have to go off to work or whatever. remember Fancy Like? Well, now there's Fancy Like Christmas.
Oh, no offense, but oh.
And to be honest, there's a couple of clever lines in there, you know, that I noticed. Okay, that's pretty clever. And I still like, you know, yo, Jesus, it's your birthday. I like that one.
That is good.
So anyway, we'll get that one on the air for you in a few minutes. We'll hear Andy's harrowing story of her last-minute shopping trip. Now everybody's worried. They can't get anything overnighted, so they got to go to the store now. I'll be honest with you. It's been pretty nice out there in terms of crowds. I don't think it was too bad. And I was out there a couple of times. I thought, okay, this is not bad. And then I did last weekend at the Tanger outlets.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something. That was a crowd. Took about 20 minutes to find a parking space. But as I told Annie, we went late. It got dark. They turned on all the Christmas lights. The Christmas music was playing. I said, okay, just going to take it in and enjoy it.
I'm so happy you did, because in Walmart yesterday, I was in my own personal hell.
But you know that you're very enclosed in a Walmart like that. At the outlet mall, it's one of those open malls. So you're out in the open. It's not too bad. If you want to escape a store, you just walk out into the breezeway, whatever you call it there.
All I'm going to say leading up to this, Dale, is that people in Walmart don't know what personal space is, and okay. I am 100% a Target girly.
Okay. All right. We'll discuss coming up a little later. More of your favorite Christmas songs are on the way, too, and more super stocking stuffers.
The Wolf.
Will forever be one of my favorite Christmas songs, Alabama Christmas and Dixie. All right, it's 6:23. Good morning to you, and it's 4 days until Christmas, and another stocking stuffer. Last minute. Talk about last minute. Holy smoke.
I know, and I'm trying to give you places to go that are local, cool. You might find something interesting, and I'm all about a thrift gift, whether that's a stocking stuffer or a big gift. I'm actually gifting somebody an entire thrift gift, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Very thought out and very, you know, put together kind of gift. And we love the whole, you know, repurposing old stuff. And so
it's
anyways,
vintage.
Yeah. Speaking of vintage, the place that I'm suggesting today is Cooper's Vintage Village.
There you go.
It's in Kernersville, but I mean, you could go in there and literally shop until you drop. And they're open today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And they're open from 10 to 6 each of those days. When I tell you, give yourself a little time to look around. There are all kinds of things. You can follow them on Facebook. They post up different parts of the store and pictures. But I've just seen tons of little baskets you could build into for gifts or small little things you could shove in a stocking, jewelry and small wallets and other stuff like that.
The basket is always cool because you dig into the basket and see what all's in that thing.
I love gifting. Like I don't even do bags half the time. I'll give you a basket full of all the things.
Love a basket.
Because you're going to reuse that basket in your home. You might throw away the bag. So yeah, just even looking on their little pictures here, I've already seen stuff that I would stick in my own stocking or wrap up for myself. So Cooper's Vintage Village.
It's like a thrift boudicue, and I love me a boudicue.
Here it is.
Here we go. It is another super stuffer. What will be in there today? Well, we won't know until I open this envelope, so here we go.
That is satisfying.
All right. And today's tickets, or this hour's tickets, Jason Aldean.
Woo!
Jason Aldean, tickets for you. What caller are we going to take today, Annie?
8.
Annie says caller number 8. Caller number 8 right now. It's 799-WOLF. Caller 8, 799-WOLF. Get ready. These tickets are going in your stocking. Maybe somebody else's stocking. Save them for yourself. Don't even tell anybody you won. It's okay. It's up to you. The stocking stuffer is yours. 799-WOLF. Good luck to you.
93.1 The Wolf.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Yeah, nobody gonna love you like I do.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien and Annie Camp wishing you a Merry Christmas. And thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show every day. 20 minutes now until 7. Listen to this. These doctors at Moses Cone, there's like 3 or 4 of them, and they're going around the hospital and like caroling and singing for patients and staff. And again, this is just a small group of doctors there at the hospital who have some background in singing. They were either part of a chorus in school or something like that. And I think there's one of them that just loves to sing. And I wanted to play a little montage of some of the stuff they're going around the hospital singing over at Moses Cone. Here are this group of doctors. Here we go.
Acquaintance be forgot. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's awesome. How nice it would be to be, if you're in the hospital especially, and they come to your door and carol away.
Paging Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith!
The Wolf! Music brought to you by North Carolina Department of Health.
Today's top 3.
Go.
So, before I get to all the really good stuff, I'm going to make y'all mad if you like coffee. Dunkin's taking away their non-dairy milk off its menu for good.
Is it because it's not selling? Nobody's getting an order in?
Yeah, I think it's because of that. It's just one of the plant-based milks. But they're removing coconut milk from its menu locations nationwide at the end of the year. And this means that the chain's coconut refreshers also go bye-bye.
As a coffee drinker yourself, I mean, I'm a much more casual coffee drinker than you are. Of all the places outside of Starbucks or a dedicated coffee shop, who has the best coffee? Like going like McDonald's, or is it Dunkin' Donuts, or is it wherever? Is it Dunkin'? Is it McDonald's? A lot of people love McDonald's coffee.
McDonald's has a sugar-free vanilla hot latte I love and will resort to if I don't want to go to Starbucks. So that, I'd go there before I'd go to Dunkin'.
All right. Good tip.
Moving on. Some good things happening in the triad. There's a Winston-Salem church that has a blessing box offering food to people in need. Of course, you know, there's tons of those. But Ardmore Moravian Church...
Here go those Moravians again.
We love them.
I love them.
They're a place for people to drop off donations and for people in need to anonymously pick up food for their families. They have a food pantry. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It sits there and it's unlocked. It's the blessing box, an idea that started about 6 years ago. And they wanted to make sure that they had plenty of room for people in need. And the need is so great in our community. So the Blessing Box is located at West Academy Street and South Hawthorne Road. It's at the corner of it. And if it's open to anyone at any time to make a donation or to put food on their table.
Gosh, I hope that's not being abused and stuff and stealing. I'm going to tell you something. If you're in need, there is no need for you to steal anything. Go to any church and they will help you.
Yes.
There's so many people out there who are just, they want to help. Just ask.
And these things are made for people who need them. So please feel free to use it if you feel like this speaks to you. And I love that. It's anytime, any middle of the night. If you're embarrassed, and you shouldn't be, but if you're embarrassed, you can go anytime anonymously and get what you need. And another person doing some good in the community. This lady is so selfless when I tell you this. Every year she's doing something for somebody else all year round. Her name is Lisa Uber. And, or Uber. Lisa, I'm so sorry if I messed that up. Anyways, she got put on the news, which it's due time. Every year she's done something around this time of year. She does like anonymous drop off to families where she'll get gifts and food, a whole meal, and they'll just go and sit on the porch and run. Right. And she's always done stuff like this. So this year she's taken it upon herself to really help out people experiencing homelessness. And she has been killing it out there. I'm sure if you go into her house, you're going to see bags of toiletries, warm clothes, already wrapped Christmas gifts, food. And she's currently on the lookout for something like a box truck or a bus or something that she can keep things in between her trips out to deliver. But something she can also serve some hot meals out of and something she can serve all her people with from, because her car is just stacked full.
Some of our listeners who are in that business or have access to that stuff, help her out.
Yes, she is desperately looking, and I can get you in touch with her.
Yeah.
But she says, you know, you drive by and see a man begging for food and you stop and think, where does he go when he leaves here? What does he eat? Where does he sleep? How does he get warm? He doesn't have gloves or a hat. And so she's like, it hit me. I need to step up and I need to do more to help out. And so it started off small, but it has grown so much. If you guys followed her on Facebook, you would just see how much work she's putting into this. And she's not doing it to get the credit. She's not doing it for any of that. She does it because she's a caring, loving person and the shirt off your back kind of gal. And she says that she's not a stranger to the impacts of homelessness, that her brother dealt with it. And so she's just hoping to help as many people as she can. And I've seen her post about it so many times, giving people hats and gloves. And now she's looking for ways to give out resource cards, things that people can use when she's out there meeting them and hearing their stories and loving on them. So just big shout out to her. This is what being a human is all about. If you're a Christian, it's what being a Christian is all about. It's just loving your neighbor, even if that neighbor is the one on the corner begging for money. And so... shout out to her. And you know, in the future, she hopes to be able to provide 3 or 4 hot meals a month and expand her outreach. And she could really, really get a jump start on this with a box truck.
Angels among us.
That's right.
Angels among us. That's for sure. Yeah. I know some people that listen, some businesses that listen, have access to that stuff. They can help her out. Give her a hand. Give her a help.
See the way you're taking care of your mom.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Let's get that stocking rocking with another stuffer. 4 days until Christmas. You're going to have to get it locally, and this one, you can.
Yes, and everybody loves a little thrift gift. Well, at least when I say everybody, I mean me and a few people I know. And there's nothing wrong with a repurposed gift. So things don't end up in a landfill, and you don't have to rush out to these crazy, busy, awful stores. And so somewhere I have been recommending today is Cooper's Vintage Village in Kernersville. And I've passed by. I've actually never been inside yet. And I live for thrift places and vintage stuff. And I follow them on Facebook, and they post all kinds of really cool stuff. So many booths in there. So little time to look around. I'm telling you. You could spend hours in this place. There is bigger things you could give as actual gifts and baskets you could put things in and build off of. And then there's the smaller things you can shove in stockings. There's, you know, homemade jewelry, vintage stuff, home decor, cooking stuff. I have been enthralled by their Facebook page, just looking through all these pictures of stuff that they have. A little something for everybody.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, there is things like thrift gifts. You don't have to go to big box stores. And Cooper's Vintage Village is open from 10 to 6 today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Get some of that vintage Jerry. I love me some Jerry. All right, it's Super Stocking Stuffer. Ooh, what's going to be inside that stocking today? We'll only know if we open this envelope. Yep, let's see who we have for you today. Tim McGraw tickets for you. Tim McGraw concert tickets for you now. It's a Super Stocking Stuffer. It only happens here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. What caller are we taking?
I'd like to take caller number 16.
Caller 16. You know what I'm going to do? I'm 16. I'm going to play 16.
Ah!
And we'll take caller 16.
Funny.
How's that glue together for you? 799-WOLF, caller 16. Good luck to you.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow.
So sometimes when you're on your blogs, you're on your boards, you're on your community pages or whatever, you see something and you go, whoa, wait a minute. And that's kind of what happened here. Annie will explain.
So I'm on a mom's page where people can, you know, buy and sell stuff. And there was a lady who posted a kid's bike for sale for $35, new with tags. And immediately I was drawn to it because we were looking for a bike for Franklin. And I thought, oh, wow, that's a pretty cheap price, because I saw him at the store and it was at least $100.
Right.
And so I went to jump on it and I saw there's a ton of comments. And I'm like, oh, dang, it's probably gone. But then I started kind of looking at the comments and I'm like, why are they all, people are being like ruthless to this lady. Well, someone had zoomed in and said, you see this? This is where Toys for Tots marks it as, you know, something that this person got from them, so that it kind of keeps people from reselling it. So here she is reselling a Toys for Tots bike. How dare her? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And just went on this rampage. And so many people joined in, too. And I saw where the lady who had posted the bike ended up selling it. So somebody was on my same kind of frame there. I was like, heck, $35 for a brand new bike. I mean, I'll take it. Ain't a shame in my game. I don't care where it came from. It's $35.
So you're good with it.
I'd buy it. And so, and then I'm sitting here thinking, first of all, why does it matter if she got it as a gift, you know, and it doesn't work for her kid or whatever her story was behind it? Why does it matter? Just let her do what she gotta do with it. Obviously, maybe she needs that money. It's like she put $100 on it because she could have. $35. Who knows? Maybe she needed gas to get to work. Maybe she decided the $35 could get her kid a few more gifts than the bike, who didn't work out for, you know? And people were saying, well, you're taking for kids who could have needed it. You could have given that back to Toys R Us. And you know, I'm just like, look, at the end of the day, she's only making $35. Okay?
Regardless of where the bike came from, even if it was a Toys for Tots item, that, and we don't know why she decided the bike wasn't right. We don't know that. We don't have that information. All we know is that we have an apparent Toys for Tots bike that she was selling.
So anyway, she did sell it. And, you know, I'm just over here like, okay, so if you see this happen again, maybe you report her name to somebody who works for Toys for Tots. Maybe, you know, message her and say, hey, you know, Is that a toy you could keep? Could I help you with something? Do you need some groceries? Like, it's tough times for everybody out here. People are working multiple jobs and still struggling to make ends meet. It's hard life out here. Why are we so judgy this time of year? Let my girl make her little $35. It's $35, okay?
I get it.
I don't know. I'm just like, y'all are so quick to judge. You know, I guess everybody's like that. I judge too. I'm not talking smack, you know, but it's just like, does it really matter that much? Are you really that worried about it? Because I am a hustler through and through, and I respect a hustler. And I myself have sold many of things on Facebook Marketplace that someone has gifted to me. So what's the difference? What's the difference?
Right. I would have probably called Toys for Tots and see if I could take it back and get something that was more suitable for my kid if the bike wasn't.
That's a viable option.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm just saying, like, you know, and maybe it was an embarrassment factor. You don't want to have to go back, or you feel bad saying, hey, this wonderful donation you gave me is not going to work out, and I'm embarrassed to say that. Or, and there's some cases, people get called last minute for things or Toys or Tots, so you're kind of getting things that are left over or that maybe matched your list or then or something. So it's maybe like, you know, you don't even know what you'll get if you go back. It could be that it's not as good as the first gift you got. Who knows? I've never had to use Toys for Tots in that sense, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But I figured we could talk to somebody who maybe does. And so in just a minute, we're going to talk to Staff Sergeant Musgrove, who works for Toys for Tots. And maybe we can get down to the bottom of this. But my biggest thing is maybe we just don't judge people for what they're doing. It ain't hurting you. If you don't want to spend the $35, then just keep it moving on the Facebook timeline.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to fight me, Dale.
Well,
I can
fight you because I would have returned it. I would have taken it back. Where you're good with it, I would have taken it back. So, but you're good with it, and you'd also be good with, let me ask you this. If we gave a set of concert tickets to somebody, and they turn around and resell those, are you good with that?
That's a tricky question. The only reason I'm passionate about that is because, I guess, having been the person who gave away, like, was in charge of concert tickets a couple years ago, and seeing people repost them on Marketplace.
And because you know it happens all the time.
And in the sense of me saying, look, I get that, you know, you got them for free and we gave them away for free. But there are so many people out there who were dying to go to that show. There were several huge shows and these people are dying to go. And these people are just trying to win them to make a profit off of them.
So that's the difference you see there than the bike situation.
I feel like, yes, could the bike probably been used for another kid somewhere? Yes, because it was a donation. I think it's a little different because it's a donation from somebody. These are coming from Live Nation or what? This is a victimless crime. And I could get where the bike maybe isn't necessarily a victimless crime, but at the same time it is. I mean, it kind of falls into the same vein. So no, can I say I'm mad about the Toys for Tots thing or not mad about it and then mad about concert tickets? I guess I can't. I can't say that because I'm sitting here saying I think it's fine. She's reselling the bike.
Let her have her $30.
Right. And honestly, us giving away the concert tickets, that ain't no money or no sweat off our back. Right. I ain't spend my money on those. Right. Do I think it's dumb for you to sell something that literally says comp? Yes. But I mean, I guess that's the same thing as the Toys for Tots thing.
Yeah, because they've marked it, in a sense, comp.
Yeah.
And it was marked Toys for Tots.
You're right.
And the tickets are marked comp. So, and they figure, well, I don't want them or I can't go. I'll sell them.
Or I just want them and I don't need them at all and I want to make some money off
them. I'm going to win them on purpose, to sell them on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a little grimy.
All right.
I don't know, but the Toys for Tots, maybe she needed groceries.
Yeah,
maybe she
needed another toy, you know? We don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
Thoughts? I'm sure you have some. You can let us know at 799-WOLF.
Go ahead and rip me a new one. I'm sure somebody will.
Or post it on the socials, too. You can DM as well.
Just look at her sitting there, swip.
Gosh, it's a sad song. Just hit you.
It's a jam, though. I love it.
At the same time, it is a jam. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Thanks for having us on, and happy holidays to you. So we've been talking about a Toys for Tots situation.
Drama, drama, drama on the moms group. And we've got Staff Sergeant Musgrove on the phone, who works closely with Toys for Tots. And I briefly explained to him about this mom reselling a Toys for Tots bike, getting caught for it on a mom's group. She was selling it for $35. And so I just like to know, you know, do y'all put the stickers on the bikes? Does it keep people from, you know, reselling?
Well, we do give away bikes, and we do put like a Toys for Tots sticker over the barcode to kind of catch these stale items on Marketplace. We try to prevent that, but there's nothing we can really do about it other than reach out and try to get it back. They do it for various reasons, whether they really need the money. Some people are really struggling. You know, we have nonprofits for that, to try to help with those struggles. And it's kind of unfortunate that, you know, they're trying to sell it and it's taking away from a child that needed it.
Okay. So they do have a control process. Mm-hmm. That marks the item as an item from Toys for Tots. And they do that specifically to limit this kind of activity of selling it on Facebook Marketplace, which is the most common place for them to sell these things. So the bottom line is, there's really nothing they can do. They're not the police.
Yeah.
They're there just to help people.
We had quite the phone call with the staff sergeant, and basically it came down to him saying that there are things that they can do to prevent these people from doing this again, but all in all, they're worried about the kids. They want the kids to have a great Christmas. If that mom needed to sell that bike to make $35 to do whatever it was with.
And we don't know what that
and
was.
And we don't know. We'll never know, and it's not our place to judge what she's doing. And that's basically kind of where we ended things with the staff sergeant on the phone, was that, you know.
One of the things the sergeant did say was they'd run into situations where people are, they come in and they just break down and just they're really hurting and they need a gift card for food is really what they need. And they have arrangements with other partners that they can provide that.
They did, and he did say they had someone who just came in with I think he said like a bike or something. It wasn't going to work. And they told him that, you know, we really just need grocery money. And they were like, you know what? Keep the toy and let us take care of you. Here's a $100 gift card to Food Lion or whatever it was, you know. And it's like, these people are here to help. I'm sure any situation you have is not one that they're a stranger to. Everybody is going through something. And so, and to the moms of the mom group bashing, if you didn't want the bike, baby, just keep scrolling. It was $35. Okay, what's she going to do with $35, honey?
But if you find yourself in a similar situation, the sergeant said, feel free to contact Toys for Tots. They can help you.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs last night.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with
local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. Let's kick it off with a big birthday shout out to Zachary Capps of Burlington, who's 14 today. Jacob Todd of Pilot Mountain is 27. Dave Wright from Morrisville celebrating along with Crystal Williams of Kernersville, Elizabeth Gooden of Winston-Salem, Andy Southern of Midway, Crystal Hardy of High Point, Robert Elliott, a.k.a. Red, our pal.
Red, what's up, buddy?
Happy birthday to you, bud. Marty Todd of Mount Airy celebrating along with Pam Hudley of Danbury, Kathy Cochran of Eden, Chris Aker of Kernersville, Oliver Stas of Liberty is one today. Lisa Engel of Denton is celebrating along with Stephanie Hunt of Seagrove, Hannah Louise of Clemens, Susan Leonard of Trinity, Deanna Brower of Ashboro, Vince Dillon of Rural Hall, Catherine Fast of Pofftown, Sally Thomas of Greensboro, Mike Wilson of High Point, Jeffrey Smith of Winston-Salem, Ashley Basin of Burlington, Jamie Hartman of Kernersville, and Emma Hayworth of High Point having a birthday today. Of course, I'd love to give you on this list. Tomorrow is the biggest birthday list of the week. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you got a birthday you want to get on that list, go ahead, text it to me now, 336-799-WOLF, or DM me on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I'm going to jump on here and tell you about this family real quick that decided it was time for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought $10,000 worth of Disney gift cards to take the whole family to Disney World.
Ugh.
Well, they get to Disney World and they realize that they had not bought $10,000 worth of Disney Park gift cards. They had bought $10,000 worth of Disney Plus streaming cards.
How do you do that?
They thought they were just straight across the board Disney cards, but they were for the streaming service Disney Plus, and that would give them 71 years of Disney Plus if they took the ad-free option. Now, the latest on this, Disney jumped in and converted their $10,000 in Disney Plus streaming cards to $10,000 worth of Disney Parks gift cards.
Thank God.
Because they had already removed the sticker thing from the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do anything about it. It's non-refundable at that point.
Right.
They couldn't have gotten their $10,000 back for
Could
the cards.
Could you imagine?
No. Right here at Christmas, it's your once-in-a-lifetime trip. Maybe you saved and saved and saved to get that money together.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having $10,000 right now, let alone wasted on the wrong thing.
I understand it, but let's say you've been saving for 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And you find out you've bought Disney Plus streaming cards.
I messed up on the Morgan Wallen tickets that one time for my little $200.
Yeah.
And I bought passes to get in quicker and didn't even buy the tickets. I couldn't imagine buying the wrong thing for $10,000.
But thank goodness Disney stepped in. This is just fresh info here. This happened yesterday. They stepped in and said, here, we'll turn those into Disney Parks cards. So they have the $10,000 in Parks cards, and now they can go on their once-in-a-lifetime vacation to Disney.
You know, I don't mean anything by this, but as they should, okay? We're humans, and everybody makes mistakes. Thank you. Thank you for being a decent company to do that.
Fix it.
Yeah. Just fix it. It's not that hard.
And it's good PR. And they'll eat $10,000 worth of food while they're in there.
Right.
Don't worry about it. You ain't losing nothing. Stuffer coming next.
When you say I love you before you hang up the phone.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with a Wolf Show this year. We appreciate it. Always kind of looking back, saying, hey, thanks. We don't say it often enough, but we do thank you for listening. It's 4 days until Christmas. You ain't going to get no package shipped to you. You got to get it local. And here's a stuffer just for you.
Head over to Cooper's Vintage Village in Kernersville, where you're going to find an array of new handmade items and vintage or thrifted items that I think that they make a great gift to repurpose these things and give them a new life. And there's nothing wrong with buying quality, you know, thrifted items.
Agreed.
And,
love
re-gifting it.
I love thrifting.
Just because it doesn't come in the plastic with a tag doesn't mean it's not new to somebody.
I love finding a deal. Love it.
I can't wait to post a photo of the entire thrifted gift I am giving.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Someone on Christmas. It's huge. It's a housewarming gift, and I cannot wait to give it to them. And I'm going to take a picture of what all I got and how much I got it for. I'm going to do a little video on it.
And he's thrifting and gifting.
I am, and I love that. So it's a great place to go and check it out. They've got jewelry and little stocking stuffers and bigger prized items, depending on what you're looking for. But yes, Cooper's Vintage Village, open 10 to 6 today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
There we go again. Super stocking stuffer. What's going to be in there? We won't know till we open this envelope.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Inside the envelope is Kenny Chesney tickets.
Ooh, that's a big ticket right there. Bank of America Stadium.
It's going to be awesome if you've never seen Kenny in person. Man, he puts on a great show.
And in April, so it'll hopefully be good weather, too.
One of those perfect spring days. Can you imagine? The sun's coming down. Yeah. The beach balls are bouncing around. You're singing along to Kenny Chesney.
Dang, dude, I might need a cigarette after that.
All right, so which caller are we taking, Annie? Pick it.
I would like to take caller 22 today.
22?
22 today.
Wow, we better get to answering phones. Caller 22, it's 799-WOLF. Got your tickets to see Kenny Chesney. Good luck.
I can still shut down the party.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today.
Two.
Top.
One.
Three.
Go.
Quick little touch here on Dunkin' for you plant-based milk lovers. They're getting rid of one of them. The coconut milk will be removed from its menu in locations nationwide at the end of this year. This also means that the coconut refreshers will be gone as well. So they're making way for all that stuff coming for their winter menu.
Okay.
And it's probably not selling great. So she gone. Secondly, there is a Blessings box in Winston, and these are everywhere, but this one is at the Ardmore Moravian Church, and you can donate to it, or you can anonymously pick up food, and the cool part about it, it's the food pantry is 24/7, so it sits there unlocked, ready for anybody to come and take what they need or give what they can. This all started as an idea 6 years ago, and they wanted to create a pantry to help those who need it most, and they wanted to make sure they had plenty of room for people in need. The need is so great in our community. The Blessing Box is located at the corner of West Academy Street and South Hawthorne Road. Open to anyone at any time, like I said, to make a donation or to put food on the table. So somebody, you know, stocks it at least twice a month. They bring pasta and protein bars and canned goods and things that they know will last and, you know, people could use. So if you need it, please, please, please use it. There's nothing wrong with utilizing those things. And last but not least, I have a friend of mine, Lisa. I think it's Uber or Uber. I'm sorry, Lisa. I don't know why I can never get it. She is an angel among people. I'm telling you, this woman is so selfless. And at any given time, you're going to find bags of toiletries, so many warm clothes, and tons of Christmas gifts wrapped and ready to go, maybe even some warm food. She has been venturing out at night and into the cold and going to hang out with people who are experiencing homelessness and get their stories and talk to them and take care of them and just wrap them with love. She gives them hats, gloves, clothes, shoes, food.
Warm socks.
And she wants to give more resources to them using, you know, some kind of a little card that passes out, something she could give addicts to call this number or a mental health resource for somebody. Just trying to help all these people that are impacted by homelessness. She does hope to make this a bigger thing, expand it by doing 3 or 4 meals a month. But she needs a vehicle to do it. So she's been on the hunt for something on Facebook. And she talked about a bus and this and that. And now she's kind of said maybe if someone has a box truck for sale.
Like a used bread truck or a potato chip delivery truck. Or
something like that would be perfect for her to be able to lock up the stuff in between her donation trips, but also store this stuff and, you know, have it ready to go when she needs it and even serve, you know, whether she's serving soup one night or some kind of hot meal, something she can keep that into and work out of, because she's been shoving it all in the back of her car. There's no room for her and her helpers to get in and out, and it's a mess. So if you know any connects, I'd love to get you in touch with Lisa, and maybe we could get her a box truck or something bigger for her to continue this awesome movement she's doing. I'm someone who also has experienced homelessness, but not so much where I was on the street just quite.
Sure.
I lived out of my car, and it was cold. Even in a car, it was cold.
Sure it is.
So I can't imagine what these people are experiencing in these cold nights and mornings. So if you want to help out Lisa by donating, or if you want know of a good deal on a box truck or some other kind of vehicle she could use for this, just contact me here at The Wolf. You can text me 799-WOLF or DM us at 931-THE-WOLF, and I'll get you contacted with her.
All right. Great. Angels among us, folks. Angels among us. Scotty McCreary, this is Feel Like the Holiday on The Wolf.
They're hanging up tinsel in the windows.
Wake Up with The Wolf Show. And earlier this morning, for you late folks, we were having a little conversation about something that Annie stumbled onto.
A page I follow, like a mom's buy-sell trade page.
Yep.
On Facebook, a lady had posted a bicycle, and it caught my eye because we were looking for a bike for Frank, and I saw it new with tags, and the price is what really got me, $35, because they're most of the time somewhere between $80 and $100, $120.
You can always figure that you're going to get a bike, it's going to be $100.
Yeah, and so I was like, ooh, good deal, let me check this out. And then I saw there's a ton of comments, I'm like, oh, it's going to be gone. And then I realized that the comments were like hating on this woman for selling this bike. Because somebody zoomed in and took a picture of the barcode that had been covered over, and they said, this is what Toys for Tots does. This must be a Toys for Tots donation. How dare you sell this bike and make a profit? And another kid could have gotten this and Toys for Tots, da 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 da. Just really reaming. And here I am thinking, it's $35. I mean, she's...
Yeah, lighten up.
Lighten up, and we don't know what she might have needed the $35 for. Sometimes you need it more than you need the gift.
Yeah.
You know? And so, of course, people are calling in. They're trying to, people who work within Toys for Tots trying to help us out. We talked to a staff sergeant who also said, you know, don't judge. They try to remedy these kind of situations. But someone else gave us a phone call.
Well, I have a guy on the phone here who works with them. So let's get to that.
Hey, good morning, Dale, Annie. I work along with Toys for Tots in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. And all of those toys are... Are you thinking about me?
Merry Christmas from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We got some goodies for you. Man, we've been throwing it out this week. Every hour we've been doing something cool.
My eyes have crossed from all the giveaways.
So right now we're going to do Monster Jam tickets. Not one.
Four pack.
That's right. That's right. Four tickets for you to see Monster Jam at the Greensboro Coliseum. What call are we taking?
I'm going to do caller 20.
Okay, it was 22 last time. It's 20 this time.
I almost went 23. We're going to say caller 20, though.
All right, caller 20 now at 799-WOLF. Have four tickets to Monster Jam at the Greensboro Coliseum. 799-WOLF. Caller 20. Good luck. We're waiting on your call.
It was a Friday night. No cover.
It's when you walk through the door into Schiffman's.
In Friendly Center and downtown Greensboro.
And in Winston-Salem at Stratford Village.
When you want the job done right, you need dependable construction equipment from Ashboro Kubota. We serve our customers with Kubota's full line of equipment offering everything from skid steers to the world's number one selling compact excavator. Package your purchase with any performance match detachment to get the job done. Visit Ashboro Kubota in Franklinville. Plus, get free parts delivery within 30 miles only at Ashboro Kubota, 125 Red Rock Road in Franklinville, or online at ashborokubota.com.
Home, relax. TFS, time financing. TFS, time financing. TFS, living more, worry less.
Find your local branch or apply online today at timefinancing.com.
All loans subject to the current credit policy of Time Financing Service.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years.
Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.